This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Grace not only blesses others, even those who persecute you, it identifies with others. Listen to Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. People usually rejoice when things are going well for them. We are to celebrate with others when they are blessed. Join with them in their rejoicing, even if things aren't going well for you. This is often harder to do than to mourn with those who mourn. When people are mourning, it's because things are not going well with them. They have either lost their health, wealth, friend, or even a loved one who has died. Possibly a child disappointed them or abandoned the faith, or a spouse abandoned or divorced them. There is much heartache in the world, and despair and mourning are increasing. Identifying with those who mourn requires grace and humility, especially if things are going well with you. It involves reaching down to help them. Maybe you think they deserve what is happening to them. The challenge here is not to judge, but to identify with them, mourn with them. So often we compare ourselves with others. If they are not doing well, we might feel better about ourselves. If they are doing well, we might not feel as good about ourselves. The challenge Paul gives us here is to not get involved in the blame and shame or compare and criticize game. The challenge is to identify uncritically with others and experience their life with them empathetically. Will you do this with me as I celebrate my birthday today and get 1 year older? Pray for me that God will continue to use me for His honor and glory in the days ahead.